I'm Rona Tarrant. Negotiators in Poland have secured agreement on a range of measures that will make the Paris Climate Pact operational by 2020. The agreement aims to deliver the Paris goals of limiting global temperature rises to well below 2 degrees Celsius. The summit accord, which was reached by 196 states, outlines plans for a common rulebook for all countries, including how to cut carbon and provide financial support to poorer countries. Archbishop Bernard Ebda of St. Paul, Minneapolis, has said he's troubled by the Vatican's failure to conclude an investigation into allegations that former Archbishop John Nienstedt behaved inappropriately with young men. In a post on the Archdiocese website, Ebda said that investigative materials were submitted to the Vatican in 2014, but the Vatican apparently halted any investigation of its own when Nienstedt resigned in 2015. Ebda said until the allegations were resolved, the former archbishop is prohibited from celebrating Mass in the archdiocese. North Korea has denounced the latest US sanctions, saying they could block the path to denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. Washington said it put sanctions on three top officials after a report found human rights abuses. In a statement, the North Korean administration expressed shock and indignation at the sanctions, saying they are counterproductive to relations between the two states. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles has changed its mind about not seeking charges against two women religious who were found to have misappropriated a substantial amount of money from a Catholic school. It follows meetings with the community of St. James Catholic School in Torrance, in which they discussed how Sister Croper and Sister Chang had embezzled as much as $500,000. Croper was a former principal of the school and Chang was a former teacher there and also served as vice principal. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.